First and foremost, I want to apologize to my teammates, coaches, fans, the entire Broncos organization, Coach Fox, and the Bolden family, and especially Joe Ellis for being there for me. I can't thank them enough for everything that they've done for me over the last 7 years. And I'm really sorry. I've made mistakes, and I hope to gain everyone's trust back, and I'm going to work my tail off to try to help us win a championship this year. I take full responsibility for what's happened, and I'm accountable for it, and it's no one's fault but my own, and I'm dealing with it, and I'll, you know, hopefully learn from it and improve as a person and as a football player.
We can take a few questions, guys. And has this affected you during camp at all, or has this weighed on your mind?
Yeah, it definitely has. You know, like last game, I obviously didn't have my best game. It's been on my mind and affecting me, and, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, it's hard to, when you have that hanging over your head and when you're waiting for it to come out, then when it does come out, it obviously affected my performance. But now I'm glad it's over with, and, you know, hopefully get past it and continue to have success here.
Mike said he was going to stick by you. What does that mean, that he's sticking by you and saving your family?
It just shows what kind of classy organization we have here. You know, people make mistakes, you know. And, you know, he's been there, he's helping me out, and means a lot.
Hey, Matt, we've all made mistakes in our lives. You've got so much going for you. Why did you risk it?
Why did I risk it? Yeah. I made a mistake, you know. I don't have an excuse for it. I screwed up, and now I'm paying the price for it.
Matt, did you realize you could face a year-long suspension had you made another mistake? Did you realize what the consequence could possibly be?
Yeah, I did.
How long did you know that you tested positive? And
it's been going on for a few months, and we've been waiting to find out what the verdict was going to be. So it's been going on for a while. And I actually just found out right before the game that I was going to be suspended. So that definitely affected my performance Saturday.
And then, but you and your lawyer, you've already negotiated that it's going to be 4 games.
Right.
And so the mistake happened earlier this spring then, or last summer, or? When was the test?
I'm trying to remember. I think right after the season.
Okay.
Were you hoping to get 0-game suspension, or was 4 about the best you could hope?
I was hoping to just get a fine, but 4-game suspension is what I ended up getting. So.
What's been the reaction from some of your teammates?
Everyone's been supportive. You know, I addressed the team and apologized to them this morning because, you know, it affects the team just like everyone else, and they're supportive and they're behind me, and I'm lucky to have such good teammates.
Time for a few more, guys.
Matt, does this affect you moving forward, how you handle yourself off the field? Or what?
Yeah, it's I'm definitely going to make some changes in my life to improve, you know, and not drink at all or risk doing anything stupid like that, and keep myself out of certain situations, like not go to places where people are drinking. And now I'm just going to dedicate myself to working out and getting stronger in the time I have off. I'm going to come in here and be here 5 days a week just hitting the weights, and I'll have to kick on my own at a high school field.
Is part of this that you're not allowed to drink alcohol again for the rest of your career?
I'm not sure, but I'm not going to drink as long as I'm in this program.